So thanks for Next Press for putting it together. Our guest, Cameron Martinez, is in the building. Cam, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, man. Big decision you made yesterday. What all went into that decision to pick Boston College?
Man, I mean, I think it was a lot. I think the transition with it all went a lot smoother than people could think. I think 2 weeks ago, decided to enter my name in the portal. Boston College was one of the schools to call first. And it's just kind of ironic how they called first. I mean, Coach Hafley, he's the head coach at Boston College right now. He was my main recruiter at Ohio State. So when I was there, he was a big part of why I decided to go there. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to coach me. He ended up taking the head coaching job at Boston College a couple weeks before signing day. Decided to stay, with my commitment at Ohio State. Did the 4 years there. And like I said, they came calling. He was a guy that came calling. And, we kind of picked up right where we left off with our relationship and things like that. So a lot of familiarity there with that. And, I mean, that was a big reason why I decided to, go to Boston College.
Are you going to be playing on defense or offense or both?
Yeah, going to be playing defense, playing free safety. So a more expanded role. I played nickel at Ohio State. So just being able to do a lot more, with that at that position, and also kick and punt returns, something we've been talking about as well. And then offensive side of the ball is something we've been talking about too. Just getting my feet wet first, getting comfortable on the defensive side, and then, we can start figuring out some things, some plans on the offensive side.
Oh, that's good. Like, how many years you got left of eligibility?
2 years of eligibility left. So.
2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's good. Let's talk about your experience at Ohio State, man. What was that like?
Man, I loved it. I think you get the best of everything there, not just on the football field, but also off the football field too. It was just another place I found like home. And then, you think about it, it's best of the best there too. So every day you're getting the best. I first came in there, I had to cover Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Jackson Smith. I mean, all those receivers right there, I was just a quarterback, and now, a freshman playing cornerback, at Ohio State, and those are the guys I had to go up against. So, I mean, that was the beauty of playing there, because I was getting the best of the best every day, going up against Marvin Harrison every day too, Mecca Abuka, guys like that. So, you got to bring it every day. It's not, people can say it's not really like the games either. You would think practice is a lot harder just because of who we're going up against. So, just that correlation, I can just transition with that and bring that with me, at Boston College. And, like I said, I think the talent level like that, I think it's like no other. So, I think that's prepared me for a lot of things moving forward.
When you got ready to go into the transfer portal, did you have to let Coach Day know, or is this something you just do on your own?
Yeah, I had to let Coach Day know. So we had a conversation, after the season, after the Team of North game, me and him talked. And like I said, I got nothing but respect for him and nothing but love for him. So, they helped me out with the transition, made everything smooth with me too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that normal? So is that what they do with every player? The coach talk to the player before they enter the portal?
No, I mean, I don't know how, I can't speak for everybody, but I think that's the best way. I think you should do it. Obviously you want to talk to your head coach, talk about things, talk about plans and stuff like that. And I mean, I have a good relationship with them all. So, I always wanted to just, be honest with them. And, I think, like I said, there was no bad blood between us. So, anything I needed, they were able to help me for it. And, I think that's a big reason why you kind of want to talk to the coaches too, because, everything's new with this transfer portal stuff, and there's a lot of things that I didn't know, and they were able to help me with that as well. So being able to have that supporting cast too, like I said, no bad blood, was very helpful during this process.
Wow, that's good. What do you know about Boston College? Outside of the coach, what intrigued you?
I mean, I went and visited there last week, and I really enjoyed it. It was my first time up there in Boston, Boston College, the campus. And it was something that I really enjoyed. It felt like home too. And like I said, there was, I met them, more of the coaches as well. One of the assistant coaches was actually at Ohio State my sophomore year. And when I had a lot of success my sophomore year, I credit that to him. And so, I mean, the interesting part about that too is he's at Boston College too. So, just being able to talk to them, talk to some of the players too, just seeing what they're building. It's his fourth year in there, and they really think that this is going to be their best team yet so far. So just adding a couple pieces just to help that, and just being able to be around them and just talk about those plans and stuff was really stuck out to me, and carried into my decision.
Wow. So you got a scholarship from Ohio State. So how do that work? Do you finish out your education in Ohio State, or do you instantly just shoot off to Boston College?
Yeah, so I have one more semester left at Ohio State, so the plan is to get that degree, finish that out. So technically I'll be entering, or I'll be attending Boston College around May, you know, when I graduate, pretty much be a grad transfer and then roll into grad school at Boston College and stuff like that too. So it just makes the transition a lot easier, and doing all those things. So that's just the plan moving forward.
Oh, that's dope. What's your major?
HDFS, Human Development Family Science. Kind of what I want to do with it. I kind of want to be a high school counselor. So, like I said, I'm really at the finish line with just getting my degree at Ohio State. So just doing that. And then, like I said, get started in grad school, 2 more years of eligibility left. And, you know, like I said, just a lot of things that I put in place to, you know, move forward with my career and things I want to do.
Wow. Wow. Are you still going to be cool with some of the teammates from Ohio State?
Yeah, I am. It's nothing but love over there. I mean, I talk to those guys almost every day. You know, I always kind of just, you know, they keep me up to date on things. And, you know, my roommate was Lathan Ransom. He's like a brother to me. So, I mean, I think that relationship's always going to carry, you know, moving forward, and especially with those guys too. So, there's nothing but love at the end of the day with them.
You got injured this year, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
How's the recovery going?
Going good. I mean, I really took this time too, you know, as a bonus of, you know, just getting my body right and getting healthy. You know, around this time, if I wasn't in the portal, you know, still on the team, everybody's in bowl practice right now, bowl prepping. You know, the whole team just flew out to Dallas. You know, that's where they play a bowl game at. So I'd have been doing all those things and practicing, stuff like that. So being able to, you know, kind of not do that and just get my body healthy and, you know, like I said, for the next step moving forward, I think that's been really good for me.
Wow, we live with Cameron Montinez, just committed to Boston College. You're watching online, or if you got a question for Cam, type your question in. Bowl game's coming up, man. Who you rooting for?
you know I got my Buckeyes, man. You know I got my Buckeyes all the way. Got a big matchup against Missouri. It's going to be fun, I think, you know. So, but I'm excited to see them play. You know, I can't wait to see them ball and stuff. They just got to finish the season out strong. So
that's good. Who you got with Washington and Texas? Who you think going to win?
I think I got Washington. I think I really like their offense, how explosive they are. And I just think that's a really good quarterback. I actually remember playing against him my freshman year when he was at Indiana. And you could tell he was special then. So, you know, I think I got Washington taking that game.
What about the Michigan and Alabama?
That one's tough. you know, I think for me, I probably would have to go Bama. I'd have to go Bama on that. I think after the Texas loss, they've been playing really good football. And I think, you know, with Coach Saban, you know, he coaches in these type of games. You know, he usually comes out on top. So I think I'll go with Bama on that one.
Did Ohio State play Alabama during your time there?
Yeah, so we played them my freshman year in the national championship. That was back when they had Mac Jones at quarterback, Devontae Smith was at receiver, Najee Harris at running back. They had that type of team. So, I mean, they were really good then. I think Bryce Young was the backup on their team at that point.
Wow. Okay, we got some questions. Aubrey Coleman says, how has the portal changed the recruiting process?
I think really differently than high school, for sure. Time has changed now, you know, obviously with NIL and things like that. So I think you really got to consider, you know, a lot of other things just in this process. I think what I kind of took out of it too was kind of going through this, you know, a first time in high school. Not a lot of things were really new to me, you know, this time moving forward. There's a lot of things that I actually was, you know, educated on and learned more about, you know, just after my 4 years. So kind of just coming into this, you know, whole recruiting process again. I think it was a very much easier transition just with things that I've known and being in it before.
All right. Damaris Sargent, I think he's out in Arizona, got that master's or doctor's degree. Cameron, as you transition from Ohio State University to Boston College, what do you believe would be the biggest challenge in adapting to a new team culture and system? And how do you plan to leverage your experiences at Ohio State to overcome it? Great question, too. Both good, great questions.
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, with the new team culture and system, I mean, I think that's just like anything, you know, with any team that you're going to. You know, my transition when I was at Muskegon Catholic and went to Muskegon, I had a whole new, you know, bunch of players, you know, a whole new coaching staff and things like that. So it takes some time just to build that, you know, because I got to get to know them. They got to get to know me. And like I said, all that just kind of comes in within time. You know, I think my experience at Ohio State, you know, I think the standard that was held over there was, you know, obviously winning. I mean, losing is unacceptable. And that's kind of like what I dealt with here at Muskegon, too. And, you know, I kind of know how that standard is, and I know what it's like to win and just to be successful. And obviously Boston College has something that they're building. I know they want to be better than they were, you know, this year. And so I kind of want to bring those tools that I had at Ohio State and all those experiences that I had, hopefully bring a, you know, winning culture there, and just to help with that be a, you know, important piece to that as well.
Wow. What was that experience like prepping to play Michigan?
I mean, that game's everything there. I mean, it's the best rivalry, I think, in all of college sports. You know, I think in the history of sports, possibly too. You know, a lot rides on that game. Like I said, the standard is, you know, you want to have a successful season, but, you know, I think if you don't win that game, you know, I think it's a lot differently. So being a part of that was, you know, it was a different experience for me. You know, I've never been like a part of anything like that before. But like I said, a lot of rides on that game. So everything you work for, you know, the whole year, you know, results into that.
Is it a lot of pressure on Coach Day and the coaches when they lose?
It's a lot of pressure, yeah, especially after the last 2 years. Something that we weren't used to. Used to losing, you know what I mean, that game. So, you know, once that happens too, it's, you know, there's definitely an expectation. And, you know, you definitely hear it from the fans, you hear it from everybody around, you know, that town in Columbus. And, you know what the main goal is at the end of the day is to beat that team. And if you don't, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of consequences to that.
Now, since you started college, I believe the NIL deal was signed while you was there. I'm not sure.
It was after my freshman year. So, yeah, I started getting into it my sophomore year. But, yeah.
How has that helped athletes like yourself?
I think it's helped a lot. I mean, I think it's something that, you know, I think it's something that's deserving for us. You know, I think it's something that we work for, and it's something that I think, you know, I'm glad that it's kind of happening now. You know, I think being at a young age and going into college and stuff like that, your main focus is football and school. So you don't really have a lot of time to do other things. So being able to have the NIL factor, and like I said, I think just for me at a young age and being able to do things that I want to do and, you know, helping people and helping my family and things like that has been very helpful. And so I'm grateful for the NIL factor, and I'm glad that, I mean, it's a part of, you know, college football now.
Oh, that's great. So do everybody get a deal? Only certain players get a deal? What is that like?
Yeah, so I mean, every team has collectives, and usually the collectives can send up, you know, events and things like that to kind of help you, you know, kind of put you on like a salary base. And then also, obviously, you have your, you know, endorsement deals and marketing deals like that, too, that your agent can help you out with. And, you know, like I just recently had a deal with Vita Coco, which is a coconut water company. So I was able to, you know, I was blessed to get that deal. So you get things like that outside of it as well, you know. Besides the collectors.
So what, you're getting unlimited cocoa water?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I guess
you could. Yeah. That's, you know, actually that's some good cocoa water. I drink coconut water every day, and that's a good brand to be tied into. Now you can take that brand with you onto the pros then, right?
Yeah, all of it kind of carries over. Yeah, it's pretty much, it's a lot like that in a lot of ways. Pretty much the same thing as what you see the, you know, professional athletes doing and things like that. It's very similar. So I could, a lot of these endorsements that I have could definitely carry over to, you know, when I'm in the NFL and things like that.
Does this change the way athletes share their public image? Does it change the way you carry yourself in public?
I mean, I think it can at times. I think you have seen it with certain people for sure. But I mean, I think that's why, you know, I have a great supporting cast and people that kind of keep me level-headed and keep me focused. So just knowing that I'm using all these things for the right reasons. You know, obviously it's good to have fun once in a while, but, you know, like I said, you can never lose sight of a main goal. You know, I still have to get to the NFL. And like I said, I got a couple years left, so that's still my main goal at the end of the day. So, like I said, it's good when you have a supporting cast that can keep you focused and never losing sight of the big picture.
Right. You think you're going to be starting at Boston College?
That's the plan. Yep, starting at free safety. And, you know, like I said, they're back in. They were struggling a lot this year, so they wanted to get a couple pieces in, you know, to just take that next step. And like I said, you know, hopefully this team, you know, what the goal is and the plans are is to be a contender, you know, in the ACC, for the ACC championship.
Who are you rooting for in the pros, man? Who was your team?
I got Dallas right now. They're playing right now, too. But that's my team, so I'm Dallas Cowboys all the way.
Okay. All right. That's what you got going to the Super Bowl.
That's what I got going for the Super Bowl. Yep.
Okay. Here's another good question from Aubrey Coleman. What do you think your little cousin Makai performance this year for the Big Reds?
To me, it was no shock. I just think the type of player he is and the type of leader he is, you know, those moments are never too bright for him. So to see him do that, you know, I'm extremely proud of him, extremely happy for him. But like I said, it was no surprise to me. You know, I think that's, you know, he's a leader of the group, you know, everything goes as he goes. And like I said, that was the expectation I had for him. And you know, like I said, I'm proud.
Were you able to follow the team while playing college? Were you able to watch some games?
Yeah, I was actually. So I was not able to watch the playoff games, but I was actually able to watch the state championship game. And so I was watching them. Yeah, they had him on defense and stuff too. You know, like I said, he was pretty much, I mean, obviously the MVP of the game, but he was doing everything for him.
Wow, that's good. So thank you, man. What are your plans for the holidays? We're almost done. What are your plans for the holidays?
Really just get to, you know, spend time with family and just enjoy this time home. It's a little bit different from me usually. Like I said, last year we were in the CFP, so I was in Atlanta during Christmas time. So these times right now, you know, I think for the past, you know, 4 years, you know, I really haven't had, you know, because I'm usually on the road or getting ready to play a game. So being able to here to be with the fam and, you know, just chilling with them, you know, it's nothing but blessing. So I'm just glad I get to do that.
Did you play with Anthony Bradford?
I did. I played him. He was a senior my junior year, so we played 1 year together.
Wow. Have you been following him?
Yeah. We talk on the phone sometimes. You know, he's doing really good for the Seahawks right now. And, you know, I expect none less from him. But, yeah, we talk at times and things like that. He's doing really well, though. Doing really good.
Right. What kind of advice can you give out to the young athletes here in Muskegon?
You know, I think everybody... You know, everybody has a different story, you know, but I think, you know, everybody, if you have talents and God-given ability, you know, I think you have to, you know, really just focus on yourself and really not worry about the outside noise. If it's something you do that you love, you put your mind to it, put your heart to it, you give it 100%. And from my experience, I've known if you do those type of things, good things will happen, you know, some sooner than later. But I know if you follow that format, a lot of success can come with that. So that's my advice.
That's dope. So tell me this, what are you listening to, man? What's on your playlist when Cam was getting amped up,
man? Yeah. I'm a big future guy. I would say all his music really can get me in the mode, you know, for football and things like that. So I'm taking Future all the way.
Maybe one day you probably meet Future, man, the direction you're going, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's the plan.
How's my brother Keith doing?
Doing really good. You know, he's in that mode right now with basketball season. You know, they're practicing every day. And, they got a game on the 27th. So, you know, that's been his main focus right now. Staying busy with that.
Yeah, they might go all the way too.
That's the plan. That's the plan. You know,
looking good.
Do something that's never really been done before. So I think they got the team for that. And obviously they have the coaching staff for that too. So, it's a good time. Good time to be back home so I can watch it all.
That's good, man. All right, I'm going to let you get back to so you can watch the Dallas Cowboys on TV. Thanks for making our time with the OG. So proud of you. You've been humble this whole time. You never let this stuff go to your head. And that's a great, great recipe, man, for success.
Thank you. Right. I appreciate it. Yep. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on as well.
See you at the top, brother.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.